Okay, and this week's parsha's Vayechi, is a parsha stuma that it doesn't have the regular break, you know, between last parsha and this week's parsha. Traditionally, in the Sefer Torah, there is a very big gap between two different parshas, where one ends, the other one begins. And this week's parsha, it's very, you know, the gap is, it almost looks like it's the same parsha, Vayigash and Vayechi. It's missing the traditional break between parshas. And Rashi brings in Chazal, Lama Parsha Zustuma, why is this parsha closed? You know, because it doesn't have the open, you know, the gap. It's closed, it means it lacks that gap. So Rashi brings two pshatim from him, Chazal. And the first pshat is because once Yaakov Avinu died, so the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people closed from the subjugation in Egypt, because that's when he started subjugating them. Right? That's Rashi's first pshat. Right? Now, this first pshat has no explanation, because first of all, it's not even true, because as we see from next week's parsha, Parsha Mos says, Vayomis Yosef v'cho'achav v'cho'adorahu, Yosef and all his brothers and that whole generation died, and the Jewish people still, you know, prospering and prospering. And then after that whole generation, which all died after Yaakov died, and they continue prospering, and after that, there arises a new king that didn't remember how Yosef was good for Egypt. Right? So, and next week's parsha says openly that the Jewish people continued to prosper a whole generation after Yaakov Avinu died. That it was not until all the tribes died, all of Yaakov's sons died, that, you know, the issue of, you know, the subjugation began. That's number one. Number two is, you know, the words of Chazal, then to make it parallel, the fact that the parsha is closed, the parsha is blocked, is that the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people closed from the subjugation. I mean, the Egyptians made them build pyramids. So, it's, you know, so the back hurts, you know, the arms and legs ache. You know, the Egyptians didn't give them cataracts. The Egyptians didn't give them heart attacks. What does it mean, Rashi? Is that, you know, Chazal is saying the eyes and the hearts got blocked. And that's why the parshas, as it were, blocked. Right, the parsha's closed because the eyes and the hearts got blocked. So eyes and hearts have to do with anything. With labor, the back and the arms and the legs hurt. You know, the type of labor the Egyptians had, the Jewish people do. Right, that's Rashi's first shot. Rashi's second shot is that Bikesh Yaakov Legalsa Saketz V'Nistam Mimeno, Yaakov wanted to reveal when the Gula would be, when Mashiach would come, and you know, meaning when Moshe Rabbeinu would come and redeem the Jewish people, when it would be the you know, the redemption from the subjugation. V'Nistamenu was blocked from him. It was blocked from him. That's a strange way of saying it. It was blocked from him. Say V'Ne'ela Mimenu, and it disappeared from him. It you know, it vanished from his consciousness. It was blocked. It got blocked from him. He wants to reveal the end, and it got blocked. It vanished. You know, the clarity disappeared. Why blocked? And all this has to go back to the block, you know, between that there, that, you know, Vayigash and Vayechi don't have a block between them. Right? So it needs to be understood. It needs to be understood, this whole business. So, to begin to understand this, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kol Misha Ein Bo Das L'Sof Golem Imkom. A person doesn't have common sense. You know, a person who's reality challenged, in the end, will find himself, you know, exiled. He won't be able to hold his position. He'll go into exile. It's not very interesting that the Maharal speaks about in a few places in at great length and depth that, you know, Golos is more in the mind than in the actual body. As per the Gemara, if a person lacks das, if a person is, you know, not in touch with reality, as the meat of das is to be in touch with reality, if a person is reality challenged, he will find himself exiled. Right? So that means that, a lack of, you know, being in touch with reality, that's what causes exile. we find the same message in the positive, in the Gemara in Brochas. A person who has das, a person who has a clear grasp on reality, for him it's like there's been a temple built in his days. It's like he's in a state of, you know, of being with Hashem, with that intimacy and that light, right? As if there's a temple. So like the person who has das is not in Golus. For him there's as if there's a temple. Right, and for a person who lacks das, right, he is destined to go into exile. From these two gemaras, one is saying it in the negative, the other one is saying it in the positive, we see that the physical hardships, that's not what exile is. That's just a byproduct of exile. Right, but it's possible to live in Eretz Yisrael and have to, unfortunately, work hard. You know, we could live in Eretz Yisrael in the times where there's a temple and there are prophets, and still, there's, God forbid, a drought, or there's need to work hard for whatever reason because we have certain sins. But we could, you know, but the physical hardships are not the essence of exile. The essence of exile is to be cut off from God. And being cut off in God is in the mind. Because physically, God is everywhere. God is everywhere equally. Where is God not? So being, cut off from God, being sent away from God, exiled away from God, that's in the mind, right? Because physically, there's no physical space separate from God. The ikar essence of Golus is in the mind, right? The difference between living in Eretz Yisrael and living in Chutz Laaretz is not that God is more in Israel than in Chutz Laaretz. That's not true. God is everywhere equally. It's just that in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier to be conscious of God. That's what we mean, God is more revealed. Now, what does revelation mean? Not that, there's more God in one place than the other. Revelation means more revealed to the mind. You know, he could be sensed. The mind could tune into him. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier to tune in to God than in Chutz Laaretz. Even though God is everywhere equally, Eretz Yisrael is the place to be in tune with the facts of God, to have das that there's God. Right, to be in touch with the reality that there is a God. Right, so Golus is not an issue of physical location, it's an issue of state of mind. Right, just, the fact that you don't have a normal place to call your own, that's a byproduct of the fact that your mind has moved away from God. So as a result, also, you don't keep your position on earth. Right, but the cause and effect is that it starts in the mind. And because in your mind you lost contact with God, so also you lose your position also. That's the cause and effect. and that's really what's being said in this week's parsha, right? What's being said in this week's parsha is that so long as Yaakov Avinu was alive, the Jewish people weren't in exile, because even though they were living in Egypt, but nonetheless, even though they were living in Egypt, they had tremendous God consciousness. So it's as if they were in the land of Israel, because they had that, consciousness of God and that connection with God in their mind and in their heart, right? That made it that as if they're not in exile at all. They're still intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yaakov Avinu died, so what does Rashi say? The eyes and the heart got blocked up. So eyes is the power of perception, and heart is the power of thought and contemplation. That when Yaakov Avinu died, they lost the clarity of vision and clarity of contemplation. That they got a mental block, and they got caught up in the Egyptian lifestyle. So even though physically they were still prospering for a whole other generation, that physical prosperity, and they were the leading citizens of Egypt, and they were having a great time, and they were being fruitful and multiplying, getting stronger, right? So physically, things didn't get bad for another generation, but as far as state of mind, they already got detached from God. It's what I mean, blocked eyes and blocked heart. They lost perspective, and they lost their ability to, das, right? Their mentality, got blocked up. And they started getting caught up in the Egyptian way of life. That's what started, right, with the death of Yaakov Avinu. And that's what's alluded to. The parsha is blocked. You know, what does it mean? You know, what does the space between parshas represent? Right. So Rashi says in Parshas Vayikra, in the very beginning, first Rashi in Sefer Vayikra, l'rmayu revachos mishamshos, the space between parshas. What do they represent? So revach notan lo ashkoshul Moshe li's bonim ben parsha leparsha. The space between parshas is the space that God gave Moshe to think between parsha and parsha, to contemplate. Right. After Yaakovinu died, they lost the power of contemplation. They don't have the space to think. They got caught up in the whole Egyptian way of life and the whole stream of things, the way we get caught up with our careers and, you know, we get caught up. We don't take out time to think. So that's called the heart is blocked, that the heart can't think because you don't give it the time to think. And that's what the function of the space between parshas is for, space to think. And they lost the space to think. They lost the space to think. Right, so a lost perspective, the eyes are blocked and the heart is blocked. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is saying another message, a whole different message. But Yaakovinu wanted to reveal when the end will be. Right? If we would go through Golus with clarity, that's just a temporary thing, Golus wouldn't be so scary to us. It's like a person knows that he's on a bumpy road, but you know, it's for the next 2 hours, so you don't freak out. You know, what's so, you know, scary about Golus is that you start worrying that this might be the permanent state of affairs, God forbid. And that's how Golus is, you know, scary, not just from a security point, a physical security, but spiritually also. You give up on ever getting back to having a base of Mikdash. You give up on ever having prophets again. You give up on all the spiritual madrigas also. Now, Yaakovinu wanted to reveal the kates that Golus has an edge. It's only a temporary thing. And that way, Golus, you know, wouldn't be so scary to us. You know, wouldn't be so overwhelming to us. And it also wouldn't have such an impact on us. That's what he wanted to accomplish by telling us when it would end, that we'd have the clarity that's temporary. Right? And therefore, Golus wouldn't have such a hold on us. Like we said, the main part of Golus is in the mind. And Golus has such a, you know, horrifying effect on the way we view things because we think it's a permanent state. Right? So, you know, Yaakov revealing the, you know, edge is that, you know, we'd be able to overcome. And the Golus would not be so daunting to us. So, you know, So Rashi points out, so v'nistam mimeno, not that Hashem took away the clarity that Golus is temporary, because if we have taken away, then for sure the Egyptian Golus would have been much more overwhelming than it was, right? But rather v'nistam is that the clarity of how Golus temporary is only blocked. It's blocked, meaning it's there, it's just behind a barrier. So that means we could still tap in and draw strength from what Yaakovinu was trying to do. So Rashi's second pshat is a more optimistic message, that we have the power of our destiny within us, and it's just, you know, maybe we can't actively see it, right? But it's there. It's there. We have the power of our future with us, right? It's just behind a wall. So maybe we can't see it and we don't have total access to it, but it's there and it could be subliminally accessed. In our subconscious, we have the faith in our subconscious and within our heart. It's just, you know, that we have the power of the clarity that Golus is just temporary. It's there. It's just behind a barrier. So Yaakovinu wasn't in vain. He gave us the power to endure the Golus and not to be overwhelmed by the Golus. He just wasn't able to give it over fully. But that power not to be overwhelmed by Golus is there. It's just behind a wall. Right? But like both Pshatim, we understand what Shabbos is. That Chazal say that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's like the future. And if we'd only keep two Shabboses properly, Mashiach would come immediately, because Shabbos undoes the block. We said that the main power of Golus is that it's a mental block. We're blocked off from seeing and perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or we're blocked off from having clarity. Right? So, but Shabbos is that time to think. You know, the space between parshas is space to think. Shabbos is that time, which is the space to think. And we know that Yaakov, you know, the midah of Shabbos is parallel to him. Yaakov uvanav yonuchubo, Yaakov's children rest in it. Yaakov, you know, gives us the power on Shabbos to find the space to rest and to think and to get think beyond the golus block in our head. We have the space to think through, to think out, to think beyond. Right? And that's, you know, a person who keeps Shabbos, v'achil ticha, nachos Yaakov avicha, person who keeps Shabbos properly, zochet to the inheritance of Yaakov Avinu on Shabbos, where we take out the time to think, so we break past the block, and we renew within ourselves the power of Yaakov Avinu that gets us beyond the goals.